Genesis 45:5. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. When a man has a heart of anger and unforgiveness, typically all he can think of is himself. He rehearses the offense over and over in his mind, remembering his pain and dwelling on the wrong that was done him. The important thing is that the offender pay for what they have done, no matter how unjust or inequitable that payment may be. Joseph was not such a person. Instead of dwelling on himself, he thinks only of the well-being of Egypt, his father, and the very brothers that wronged him. What's even more astonishing is that he dismisses the offense even to the point of comforting his brothers by acknowledging God's plan to turn it around. While this is a right and holy action, it is certainly not instinctive. Our flesh automatically demands we defend and protect ourselves, laying all blame on others. This is why we must look to God for help in matters of forgiveness. His will is that we instead follow the example of Joseph, placing others before ourselves and seeing the big picture. Genesis 45:5. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life.